Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana basketball coach Archie Miller weighs in about how productive his bench was in the win over Penn State and how Devontae Green can really help the Hoosiers moving forward.
Getting 23 points off our bench is nice. You know, Devontae getting 13 points, Colin getting 10 points off the bench. You know, those two guys being able to step in and play big 10 minutes. I'm not sure we've had five guys in double figures at all this season, but really, really happy. Justin just couldn't get in the flow with fouls tonight, so hopefully he can get back in the mix and give us another presence. But it's going to be a different guy almost every night. The one guy who's really consistent is Juwan. I think he's been that way from the beginning. He's playing at an all-conference level right now. You got to give Devontae his freedom. He's got to be able to willing to play through some mistakes. As a coach, you have to give him some rope, but it's the type of mistakes. You know, is it the home run? Is it trying to go for the home run as soon as you get in? Or are you easing your way into the game, making the right plays? And then when you take that chance, you know, 4 or 5 minutes in, it's not so bad. I think that's the big thing for him, is to get himself eased into the game and play like he did tonight. He was very comfortable out there. And, you know, Devontae's a tough guy. I mean, he's stubborn. And I think the one thing about him is he's very intelligent. He knows that the better he plays, the better we're going to be. It's not like he doesn't want to play well or doesn't want to get more minutes. He wants them. He's just got to come our way. And if he practices every day like he does, there should be great translation in the game. And that's been the one frustrating thing. He has practiced really well. By far and away, one of our more talented guys on a daily basis. He just hasn't been able to really figure his role out on how he wants to play. And I think the big thing is go out there and play to win against the guards that you're going against. You know, attack them on the other end of the floor, be a pest defensively, and make some plays. And I thought tonight Devontae did a really good job.
The Hoosiers get another chance to add to their winning streak on Sunday, looking to make it 3 against Northwestern. We'll see who steps up at 4:30 at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
If we're not supposed to be out and about, I'm guessing with Edgewood being closed and everything else happening there, tell me where we are for our Friday night basketball coverage.
All right, Glass. Yeah, speaking with J.B. Neal, the Edgewood coach, a few minutes ago, the Edgewood-Owen Valley game tonight postponed, which we were pretty much figured was going to happen. They will play Monday night. So Monday night at Owen Valley, 6 o'clock will be the girls' game, 7:30 to 7:45 the guys. You and I'll kind of play it by ear Monday night. 7:10 to 7:15 Chalk Talk is more kind of like the norm because we'll have two varsity events. So that's what's happening. According to Athletic Director Mick Hammett, they have moved the game to Monday night, Edgewood at Owen Valley.
And J.B. Neal's Mustangs are on a big winning streak, and they'll have a chance to knock some of the rust off before playing Owen Valley on Monday, as they will head to Greencastle tomorrow night. During their winning streak, it's been defense, 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 giving up less than 45 points a game, plus getting balanced scoring from Chayton Howard and Trevor Taylor. Once we know the status of the North and South games tonight, whether they're going to be played or not, we'll put that on our Facebook page at WGCL Radio. Just because we don't have any Friday basketball tonight, we will still have the coach, Bob Lovell, in Indiana Sports Talk for you starting at 9:30. Don't forget, the NFL Divisional Playoffs start tomorrow afternoon. Pregame at 4 o'clock. That's for Atlanta and Philadelphia, followed by Tennessee and New England. And then we're back on Sunday afternoon, 12:30. Jacksonville heads to Pittsburgh, followed by the Saints heading to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.